With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A judge has canceled all remaining court deadlines in Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith requested that the federal judge overseeing the case cancel upcoming court deadlines to give prosecutors time to assess the appropriate course going forward. The move comes after Trump's election victory this week and in light of long-standing Justice Department policy that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. Smith charged Trump last year with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election, a case Trump criticized as politically motivated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says he wants to lead the party's effort to win Senate elections in 2026. Bob Agnew has more.
Senator Scott announced Friday he's running for chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. The role means a lot of hard work in helping fellow GOP senators hold on to their seats in the next election. Republicans will face an uphill climb as they defend 20 of the 33 seats on the election map. Looking through 2026, Scott says, quote, 2 years of a Republican agenda is good, but 4 years of success under Donald J. Trump is even better. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities say a 13-year-old boy who had researched school shootings online was arrested hours after he tried to enter a Wisconsin elementary school while armed. Kenosha police say they believe the boy had a firearm when he was stopped Thursday morning while trying to enter Roosevelt Elementary School with a backpack and a duffel bag. The police chief says, "We narrowly missed a tragedy." On Wall Street, the Dow adding 317 points. The NASDAQ is up 14. This is SRN News. Most Christians have non-Christian friends.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 71% of Protestant churchgoers say there are people in their circle of friends who do not share their religious beliefs. The vast majority of these non-Christian buddies are either Jewish or atheists and agnostics. Only 28% of Protestant churchgoers say they have at least a friend who is Muslim, and just 11% report having a Buddhist or Hindu amongst their closest acquaintances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri is one of several states where voters approved an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution this week. Now Planned Parenthood is moving in. The organization has already filed suit in state court seeking to invalidate the Missouri abortion ban. Planned Parenthood officials say they want to immediately start offering abortions at clinics in Columbia, Kansas City, and St. Louis if they get the judicial ruling they're requesting. This is SRN News. The outcome of the mayor's race in San Francisco is an example of a nationwide demand for leadership change in Democratic strongholds.
San Francisco's first black female mayor conceded the race for her seat to Levi Strauss heir Daniel Lurie after a brutal campaign over homelessness and public safety. The Associated Press has not yet declared a winner because tens of thousands of ballots have not yet been counted and added to the ranked choice voting calculations. London Breed has not been able to overcome deep voter discontent after 6 years in office. Lurie has promised to restore accountability and public service to City Hall. Political analyst Dan Schnorr says there's been a demand nationwide for change in leadership. I'm Bernie Bennett.
And this late word, London Breed has conceded the election. Teachers in two Massachusetts school districts have gone on strike over pay, paid parental leave, and other issues. Teachers in Beverly and Gloucester voted Thursday to authorize a strike. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.